I often find myself in conversation with people about the different parts of our Catholic faith and the elements that they particularly gravitate towards. What are some of their favorite images, or what are their favorite seasons and celebrations? And I've been surprised over the last few years to hear that so many people hold Advent as their favorite season in the whole church calendar. This little season that we celebrate right now before Christmas. So many people say that it's actually their favorite. And I've been thinking about this. What is it about Advent that might make it so attractive for people, that they really enjoy the elements and the season? There are some very, very specific elements to this season, one being the Advent wreath that we began Mass with and the lighting of a candle each week at a time, those four iconic candles. No other church season has something like this by which we count the weeks in such a visible way. We even have those Advent calendars. Maybe you're like me as a kid. You open one door at a time. You know, it reveals a certain image or maybe even a piece of candy if you're lucky. We have those ways that we count down the days. There's no other season of the church calendar by which we count like this. Maybe in Minnesota, so many people like Advent because of the iconic collar that we wear. That could be certainly part of it here at our part of the world. I don't think there's another church season that has such an iconic theme song as Advent either. When you got up this morning, you probably could have picked what our opening song was going to be, and you could sing it by heart. O come, Emmanuel. You don't even need the hymnals for this song. It's a song that we only sing during this four-week season, but it's one that's ingrained into our bones. Maybe it's because of the excitement of what happens after the season that makes it so symbolic and meaningful for people. The coming of Christmas, the coming of a baby. Who doesn't love welcoming a baby into a family? And so these next 4 weeks are anticipation of that. There's excitement about welcoming the Christ child into our world and into our homes. There's all these different elements of the season that might make it a favorite for some people. And I would boil it down to two main reasons of why I think it's such a meaningful season. The first is its simplicity. Advent is such a simple season. We strip away a lot of things in the church. As decorations go up around town and in your homes, we have just such a simple celebration here in our church. We light the same Advent wreath. We sing the same songs. It's a simple season that we can just kind of depend upon. As anxieties and shopping and things ramp up, you can count on coming to Mass every week and things being the same, things being simple, in a way that we can prepare and get ready, letting the distractions and the anxieties stay outside these doors. I think that's part of the appeal of Advent, is its simplicity. And the other is like it. Along with being a simple season, it's a brief season. It's very short. You know, this year we get almost four full weeks. Some years it's just over 3 weeks that we get. And it being a brief season, I think, is actually helpful for us. When things are too long, well, they're too long. And they're just hard to follow. If I were to give you an instruction to say, just follow me, it's these easy 37 steps, you'd be like, no, thank you. Or if I were to tell you, there's a baby coming, there's excitement, and get ready, the pregnancy is 3 years long. I think you mothers out there would say, no way. When something's too long, it's too long. And so there's an appeal to this season that's only 3 or 4 weeks. It helps us get into the mood. It helps us really participate and say to myself, I can get behind this. I can do this. I can bite this off and actually receive the whole gift that God might want to have for me in this short season. Because when things get too long, they become less appealing. Even I went to the movie theater on Thanksgiving Day, and there were several that I was excited to see, but I checked one off one at a time when they were over 2.5 hours long. I'm not going to sit through a movie that long at the theater. There's an appeal to something being manageable. And I can say this to myself, I can do this. I can receive what I might want from the Lord in this brief season. All these things, I think, appeal to us. And they speak to us through the different themes of the season, especially a theme of readiness. That's what we hear in our gospel today. Jesus talking about the end times and a warning, really, that we would be ready, that we would be aware, that we would be prepared and not caught off guard. He gives us this stern warning today. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life. There's a great warning in this from our Lord, that we would not be caught off guard. And that's what happens, isn't it, when something gets to be too long or too worrisome or too cumbersome. We get drowsy. We let down our guard. And then we're caught off guard. But when something is manageable, when something grasps my whole attention, I can really put forth the effort of preparing myself and welcoming the graces that the Lord has for me. In this, I see an invitation in our Lord's words that we would not grow drowsy during this brief and simple season of Advent, that we'd be not caught off guard, but that we could take each week counting the days in anticipation of what's to come, but in also a readiness for what the Lord wants to bring right now, that my heart would be ready for that. It'd be ready to feel the feelings. It'd be ready to receive the graces. Pope Francis has a line that he often repeats that I think gets at the heart of this. He often reminds us year after year that we would not let our hearts grow anesthetized, that our hearts would not be numb. This is a favorite theme of Pope Francis, that we would not let our hearts be numb to the realities around us. We would not let them be anesthetized, but that we would feel what we're invited to feel, and that we would experience what we're invited to experience. We would not grow drowsy or wearisome by the length of days, but experience each one afresh, each one new. And that's my simple invitation to our parish this Advent season, that as we count down the next 4 weeks, we would ready our hearts for whatever grace the Lord would want us to receive. And my specific goal and challenge for each of us is that we would make short-term goals. Short-term goals, they're so helpful in life. When I make a long-term goal, it's hard to know where to start, like a goal of being a saint. I want to be a saint. That's my long-term goal. Where do you start? You have to start somewhere. And so I think short-term goals during this simple and brief season of Advent can be really helpful for us. They can help get us to our long-term goals of sainthood and holiness. This is what the Lord invites us to. And we're going to send you some things in the email and different opportunities here throughout the week of these next 4 weeks of Advent, places where you can begin, just places where you can come and pray. We have adoration every Friday during Advent. We have special masses during the week. We have a 6:30 a.m. Mass this week on Thursday. We have our Holy Day next week, the Immaculate Conception, with another 6:30 a.m. Mass and an evening Mass. We have places and spaces that you can pray here at the church, and we're going to send you some things for home, too. I've recorded four just short 2-minute videos. We're going to drop those in your mailboxes each week, one at a time. And you'll have time to watch a 2-minute video, I promise. These short-term goals, these small bites where you can continue to grow and journey with the Lord during this simple and brief season. So I invite you and I invite our parish into walking these next few days, walking these next few weeks with me as we journey to our Lord and we receive him more deeply into our hearts.